This morning I spoke to Maria Miller, she's the Minister for Disabled People, and I asked her how useful this exercise will be.
It is incredibly important to be able to have that direct feedback from disabled people as we develop our strategy moving forward. What we want is exactly what disabled people want that we've just heard talking, that want to play a full role in our community, full role in the life of this country. You know, we've come a long way in the last 40 years, and the legislation that's been put in place has helped improve the situation in the UK. But we really need to now focus on how we can make sure that there's been the sort of attitude changes that's needed so that people like the gentleman who was speaking about jobs can secure the sorts of jobs that they need in the future.
Well, the last government published a strategy in only 2008. They called that Roadmap 2025. It stressed the importance of independent living for disabled people, and by that they meant not living alone, but having the same choices as everybody else. Why do we need another strategy now?
Well, what I have got is inherited, a lot of very good thinking, whether it's the Life Chances Report, it's the Independent Living Strategy, or indeed the Roadmap to 2025. What I'm trying to do is really pull all of that thinking together with the help of disabled people and disabled people's organisations, and really demonstrate that in these very difficult economic times, government is listening. And I think throughout the passage of the Welfare Reform Bill that's just gone through Parliament yesterday, I think disabled people really saw, you know, clear demonstrations that the government is listening, whether it's about issues to do with residents in care homes or issues to do with disability living allowance and the new PIP proposals and the qualification periods for that.
Today's report from the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Human Rights criticises the government for closing the Independent Living Fund to new applicants. Now, that was a pot of public money. It was to help disabled people. You say local authorities will take over this work, but their budgets have also been cut, and disabled people say this help's just gone. And the Association of Directors of Adult Social Services told the committee that people are coming to local authorities for money and they're just being turned away.
Well, we inherited a situation on the Independent Living Fund where the previous administration was supposed to put in place reform back in 2007 and failed to do so. We're now taking that action to make sure that that support for disabled people is as it should be in the future. And I think what the report that was issued yesterday also says is that the UK is a world leader in disability rights and in relation to independent living in particular.
And but I this think is we a do pot of money, Minister, that has been taken away.
No, it's not a pot of money that's been taken away. People who are receiving the Independent Living Fund...
it's been taken away from new applicants.
The funding is there that was put in there for by the previous administration. It continues to be there. New applicants or people who require support will continue to receive that from local authorities.
But the committee heard that they're not getting it, that they're being turned away.
What we absolutely have is £40 billion a year being spent to support disabled people and the services they need.
It's a difficult time, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you are having to cut expenditure in an age of austerity because there just isn't the money there. So no matter what this consultation comes up with, a lot of it you won't be able to afford to do, will you?
We are continuing to spend £40 billion a year to support disabled people. If I take something like the new personal independence payment, we'll be continuing to spend the same on that in the future as we were last year. You know, we really are putting a great deal of priority in supporting disabled people, particularly to play a full role in their communities, whether it's the access to public office programme that we're running, or indeed expanding the support that's available for user-led organisations like the Essex Coalition, who held the event that you covered earlier in this report.
Disability rights campaigners want to know if this new strategy you're drawing up will be endorsed by the Prime Minister. Will it be?
Obviously, everything we do as a government is endorsed by all ministers.
Will it be signed off by him, the document?
All of our documents and all of our policies are things which are endorsed by all of our ministers, and that's the way that collective government works. And I think that you would expect that to be the case, because issues to do with disabled people and support for disabled people is not the remit of one particular government department. It's the responsibility of every single minister to make sure that the work we're doing is supporting disabled people so that they can reach their true and full potential in life.
Maria Miller, who's the Minister for Disabled People, and if you want to take part in that consultation, the closing date is March the 9th, and there is more about it on our website, where I think we'll also be reproducing the details of how you can...